many, if not most of you know that we were made aware of what were called Johnny Camp some years ago. And for myself, it was especially as John and Beth began to get involved in those. Johnny Erickson Tata was just a little bit older than me from my home state of Maryland, which he had that terrible accident and was at 68 or 69. A broke her neck, was a quadriplegic from that. By the way, the first year after that or so, she could not imagine life lived like that. She tried to talk her friends into helping her take her life. She wanted to commit suicide. She multiple times has testified since then that she is so thankful that God did not allow her to follow through with that, but instead kept her. She's been wonderfully used by the Lord to bring glory to Him and help to multitudes of others, including special needs people. And one of the things that most of us are unfamiliar with is what dynamics are in the life of family who have special needs children and family members. The amount of time it takes, often 24/7, 365 days a year, they have to be there to care for that child, that family member, and consequently, they have no time for themselves. And so, how do you minister to someone like that? And so, Johnny Erickson Tata and her friends realized that if they could arrange for camps from time to time where responsible people could be buddies to the special needs children and family members so that the rest of the family could have time to themselves, just to enjoy some downtime. It'd be a wonderful ministry. And so that's been going on for years now. One of the closest ones is down in south of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And so we've had friends from the church involved for several years now. By the way, I'm sorry to say that I thought Mama Erin and Mitchell and Bennett were still in California until yesterday, and I realized, no, they're home. And so I thought, like herding cats, because Lily's slated to travel too, I thought, you know, let's see if we can pull this off quickly. So you guys have done a great job. Thank you for doing last minute here, but we're looking forward to hearing about your summer at the camp and filling us in. So come on up and do that. We got this microphone, by the way, and this, a lapel mic. So I'm going to turn it on, and however you want to use that and take off, let me get my stuff out of the way, and you're on your own. Thank you so much. It's like packing up to take a trip.
Good morning, everybody. As most of you know, my name is Camille Compton, and so I'm going to be talking a little bit about a nice Christian camp that I went to this summer. It's called Johnny and Friends. It's a really nice Christian ministry for disabled families. It was founded by Johnny Erickson Tata, as you may know a little bit. She dove in shallow water at the age of 17 on July 30th, 1967. And she became a quadriplegic and paralyzed from the neck down. She's an American evangelical Christian author, a radio host, and the founder of Johnny and Friends, which was founded at 1979, just about 12 years after the accident. We went to Dayton, Tennessee. It's near Knoxville, Tennessee, on July 13th through the 24th. And so I'll tell you a little bit about what it's like to be a volunteer there. So you arrive one day early for training and a prayer walk, a tour around camp. And there are multiple jobs for volunteers, but the most common ones are a buddy to the disabled campers, or their siblings, which doesn't have a disability, but they need buddies too. So you'll receive training accordingly. There are also a lot of other jobs, like golf cart drivers, which are very helpful. It's a big camp, and there are like program leaders and a lot of other jobs that are very helpful. So when volunteers meet their buddies on the next day after training, they'll stay with them all day and just hang out and play with them and go to worship with them, and usually have a 2.5-hour break in the afternoon. And you'll also stay with your buddies through meal times and sit with them through, during the meals, sit with them and their families. And you hang out with your camper through the week. And, well, the week is like 5 days per week. And then you help them pack up and say goodbye the last day, which is always very emotional. But there are a lot of other events and ways to serve throughout the year, so that's really good to keep in touch that way. I think Bennett and Lily have some other stuff to say, and then we'll go through pictures and save times for questions if you'll have any. We'll be happy to answer them.
Hello, my name's Bennett, and I'm just going to be talking a little bit about the theme of camp. Every year they do like a different theme. So last year, for instance, it was like superheroes, and they kind of tie that in with like the heroes of the faith and stuff like that. And then at the end I'll tell you the Bible verse of this year. This year's theme was harvest time, it was called. And so they had, like, pictures of fruits and vegetables and this big tractor picture. And they didn't have any gauge wheels, unfortunately. it's interesting them how they do that. Like, all the different activities and stuff are different every year, tying in with the theme. So this year, one of the days they kind of set aside for, they called it the Harvest Festival. They brought in all these different animals. Like, I think they had a pony and rabbits, and so all the kids really enjoyed that. And then they had cotton candy, and I think they had a dunk tank, too. That I never went in it, but that was a big hit. So. I don't know a whole lot about the theme, but, yeah, I can kind of imagine they also had a hayride, too. That was a big hit. So, the Bible verse of this year was John 15:8. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So, that's all I have right now.
Not even sure if I need a microphone. I have a loud voice. As many of you may know, I am Lily Kaser, and I'm going to be kind of talking about going off of what Camille said. I'm just going over sort of the schedule, like the outline of a week. So I only went for week two this year. Camille and Bennett went for both, but I'm going to be going off of week two because that was the week I was there. So on Friday was the day that all the volunteers got there. After lunch was when everybody started to arrive. We went through training all through the afternoon. That evening we had supper, did the prayer walk around camp, which is, you split up into groups and you go to different places around the camp and pray over them. Like, say, I pray that somebody would find joy in this, or that this would be helpful for someone. And just go through that. And then that evening is mostly just settling in and preparing for a long week. And then Saturday is the day that campers arrive. So you get up. That week, they were very nice and did not make us get up at 6:30 for devotions. So we just got to go to breakfast, and then we went and did last-minute training, preparing for volunteers. When you greet the volunteers, it's good to have a big sign that you can hold up with their name. So we make sure everybody has a sign and decorate those, and it's a lot of fun just getting to use your creativity and just think, I wonder what their favorite color is, so I'm just going to do blue and see if that's it. And then we have lunch, and then we head down to the lodge, which is where the families stay, and we greet them all afternoon. When they arrive, we help them unpack, and then take your campers and just go play for the rest of the afternoon, and let the parents, give the parents time to just settle in and get everything unpacked. And then that evening, we have supper and then worship, and then it's off to the bonfire, which is always a big hit because there's s'mores and everybody loves s'mores. And then we have volunteer debrief where we just get together and talk about the day, and then it's the day, that's the end of the day. 10:30 p.m. is lights out, though of course it's not really lights out, it's just you have to be in your cabin. Girls' cabin, as Camille knows, is not normally in bed by that time. But and then Sunday is first full day at camp. So you get up at, you have to be at devotions at 7:30 a.m. for volunteers. Parents get to sleep in a little later. And then you go with your family to breakfast, and then worship, and then programs. And that's like, they have nursery, which I was in, and then children's, which Bennett and Camille was in, and then teens, young adults, and the parents are off doing their small groups. So that's pretty much the same every single morning, is just devotions, breakfast, worship, and programs every morning. And then we have lunch, and then this is Sunday, we have the county fair. So they had a petting zoo in. It was pouring down rain, which is a lot of fun with the petting zoo. The animals were not very happy with that. And then that evening is family photos, and then the parents go have their date night and eat asparagus, and the kids go and eat pizza and play games. So it's a lot more fun to be a kid, in my opinion, but whatever. And then you have games that evening in chapel, and then that's lights out the second day. And then Monday is same thing in the morning, devotions, breakfast, worship, programs, and then lunch, the dads have their own lunch, and the camp, and then after that, you have the parents and siblings go do an activity together. So if you have a sibling, you just get an early break in the afternoon. And then if you have a camper, you just play with them while the moms and dads go with the siblings and just have fun that afternoon. And I forgot to mention this, but every afternoon, volunteers have about 2.5-3 hours of free time where you just get to hang out, lame people go take naps, cool people go play games. It just, yeah. So, and then on Monday, we're still on Monday, we have, after free time, it's dinner and then the dance. Dance is so much fun. The campers get all dressed up and just, it is such a fun time just to watch them just let go and just dance their hearts out. And then that's that day. Last full day is Tuesday, and we have devotions, breakfast, worship, programs, and then lunch. The moms get their own lunch, so we're hanging out with Dad, and then my camper was not a big fan of that. She was a little kid and wanted Mommy. But then we have the parent-only event. While the so they go do secret things that we don't know about, and then the kids go play talent show rehearsal. So we're getting ready for the talent show that night. And just hanging out and having a fun time, and then free time, and then dinner. And so while you're in free time, you're getting ready for the talent show. Like the kids who are getting dressed up, they go get all ready and get all ready for that. They just, it's so much fun. And then we have dinner and the talent show. And after that, all the parents go back and take all the kids, and the volunteers go have a bonfire and talk and hang out. And then that evening we just went and that evening we just went and hung out in one of the game halls and just had fun that evening. It was our last evening together. And so Wednesday, that was the day everybody left. So we had devotions, breakfast, and then worship and testimonies where someone could share if they had just had this amazing event happen to them at camp or just something special happened. And then after that, we go and help the campers and their families just get packed up and go. It's always very sad to watch them go, and so we all miss them. But then after that, we have volunteer cleaning and just clean up the camp and get packed up and go back home. So that's pretty much a week at Johnny Camp, and some people do 2 weeks, which is a lot. but it's very tiring, but it is very much so worth it. So if you're interested, I would very much so encourage it. So that's all I have. Are you ready for pictures?
They usually take a picture right when all the families arrive, or before they arrive, because, like Lily was saying, when the families get here, they usually split up. Like, the parents go into the lodge and organize their stuff, and you usually take your buddy out. So they like to take the pictures before everyone disperses. So these are all the volunteers for week one, I think this is. Right, okay.
We had a lot of, we had a few younger volunteers there too, so it's nice to see a lot of different ages come and help out at camp.
Turn it up. So these are some of the families arriving. They come from the road up top. You can't really see. But there's a golf cart driver waiting down for them, and then they radio up which family, like their family name. So then and then they announce what family's arriving. So that gives the volunteers, get them ready and get the signs for their families and stuff. Yeah, I'm the one taking the video right here. That him in the hat, that's my buddy. He already arrived, but and then that van right there is his best friend, Travis, Thatcher. And them two, that's all they wanted to do was be next to each other and be with each other the whole day. So, Travis, which is my buddy right there, he loves to cheer people on and clap, so he was having a blast up there. And right after the video was taken, he wanted to go down and say hi, so.
That's little Theo, and I can always remember their names because that's Bailey and Theo. We know some of them. Yeah, he was the youngest one there for week one. He was super cute. Everyone loved him. This was my buddy for week one. Her name is Kieran. She was super fun. They turn on music when the buddies are arriving, so they always love to get out and jump around and dance.
That was my last year. That was my buddy, or my camper. He's pretty interesting. He's got these oxygen tanks you have to carry around, and physically he's a little challenging, but he's a super sweet kid, and yeah, he had a lot of fun there this year.
These are some of the signs that if you have a different job or something, you can hold up. If you don't have a buddy, you can hold up those signs too and just cheer them on and stuff. So this was worship time after we welcomed the buddies or your campers.
So that's Sawyer right there. Everyone loves him at camp. He's been coming for a long time now. He can't walk, but he can kind of stand on his knees, like you can see. And he could probably outrun some of us, even running normally. But so right now he's saying the verse, the John 15:8. They had someone else come up every day to say the verse. And there's me and Travis clapping and cheering people on again. So that's kind of what they dressed up like during Bible time and stuff to make it interesting for the kids. I know it's not exactly what farmers dress up as, but it's what people think farmers dress up like.
They called him Farmer Freddy.
Do you want to talk?
That's more time. That's not me. Okay. But after worship, it was like campfire songs and s'mores. So it was a lot of fun just hanging out with them and eating s'mores. Yeah, a lot of the, it's really fun to see golf carts around, and some of the campers just like to hang out and sit on them too, and just hang out there with their buddies. And they, even if you don't want to go somewhere, you could just go around for a ride around camp.
There's Travis again.
They have a thing there called Happy Grams. You get your picture taken and a folder put on the wall so you can write little encouraging notes and stuff throughout the week to each other. So this was me and a few other volunteers that stayed up at night doing that.
In the gym.
Oh, yeah. They like to do a bunch of different activities. This is the gym. It's a big open area. I think it's like a basketball court. But this was one of the activities they did was like a toilet paper fight. So all the campers got to throw toilet paper rolls at the volunteers. We didn't really get to fight back, so.
That was during bingo.
One of the other activities they have is mini golf, and that's always one of the favorites of some of the campers. Yeah, and this is another favorite, is the water slide, the goes pretty fast. This is the pond. They have kayaking, and there's like fishing, and there's a water obstacle course that. Yeah, there it is. We didn't get too many pictures of the food this year, but this is one picture I was able to get. I think it was like some Mexican food. It was pretty good. The food there is, for the last 2 years I've been there, have been really good.
This is the dunk tank. So, yeah, the campers had a lot of fun with that, getting to dunk their buddies. There's little Theo again. And this was the lodge, so that's where we greet the families when they come in for the week. And that's where a lot of them stay, too. They also have a few cabins that are close by the lodge. Oh, and there's another view of the lake. You can see the obstacle course. Here, can you hold that?
What she's zooming in on right now, that's called the blob. You climb up on that thing, and then one person crawls to the end over there, and the other person jumps on there and launches them into the air. So they love doing that. Yeah, there's the obstacle course. The camp is located pretty high up, and this is one of the views called the bluff, I guess. And the sunrise and sunsets are always really neat to see.
This was during the teen program. I was with my buddy was a teen, so I was with her the first week. And they did some group activities and had us split up and make our own team name. So one of the other guys there wanted it to be Team Ketchup.
Yeah, and so in the teens program, they have you do all sorts of different activities and stuff. I think, yeah, this one they had you do like kind of like a treasure hunt. I guess they gave you a list of paper of like things you have to go and do and take pictures of photo evidence that you did it. So I'm not quite sure what we're doing that. This one, I guess.
The other one was you had to take a picture by an exit sign. So this one, you have to wear a mustache. This was like some other things with the group activities, the teens. We didn't finish it, but we started like filming little Bible stories. So that was me and another camper.
Yeah, there they are again. The cast of making a little skit, I guess. That is one of the other volunteers, Matthias, that came with us this year. And there's his buddy. There's after the toilet paper fight.
That's me and some other volunteers. I think that was right before debrief. So, yeah. And you can see the field up there where we play games, too. And then that the gym is to the left over there. And I think you can see the lodge in the background, too. That's my buddy. Yeah, Kieran. She liked wearing my sunglasses.
So there's Travis is the one closest to the camera, and Thatcher in the background. As I already said a little bit, they were best friends, and there they are holding hands. They loved being with each other.
Another volunteer, he stayed both weeks last year and this year, and he's going to be coming to visit, I think, in October, so it'll be nice to see him again. That's during the dance night. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and yeah, that's in the gym.
So I think it's like the second to last day they have you. It's a funny hat day, so everyone brings different hats. I think I got the biggest hat for that week.
Your hat, Donna?
Yeah.
My 21-month-old year. My 20-month-old camper tried on Bennett's hat and was absolutely terrified and thought it was the scariest thing in the world and like threw it back at the guy who gave it to her. That's us after the dance, week two. We were hanging out in there. That was before we went to the Hawks Landing, the game room, and proceeded to like kind of go into like a tired haze, and so we didn't really know what was going on, but it was fun. We were hysteric. Yeah, we were so there was a girl standing up there taking our picture, and we were so scared she was going to drop that phone on us.
If you remember, Tempe and her family came to our church a while ago. She has Down syndrome, and her family was here, too. So it was fun to see them again.
One of the other activities, this is in kind of an activity building. They have like foosball, carpet ball, and they have a Wii there that they're playing like a dancing game, and Graydon loves that.
Oh, this was the talent show. I mean, I can't get the sound to work, but yeah, they loved doing a lot of different stuff with music, and yeah, they loved it. And getting everybody clapping for them, that they really enjoyed it. He was singing something in this.
His name is Jeremy. He's blind, I think. I'm not quite sure what else he has, but yeah, he's super nice. He loves singing and stuff, so that's him in the talent show.
just in the morning, it's really fun to go up to the bluff and see the sunrise. That was my buddy Zoe for week two. She was 12, I think, and she didn't have a disability, but it's the siblings really love getting a buddy too because they don't have a lot of chance to make friends most of the time because of the disability stuff. So she really enjoyed getting to hang out and have fun.
She doesn't have one. So how the camp works is it's not just like the parents and the kids with disabilities. They bring the whole family. So this is just one of the siblings of a kid that has a disability. And they try, if they have enough volunteers, they try to give buddies to them as well, and give them the same experiences and stuff. So I got a kid with a disability for week one, but for week two, I had some siblings. And there's two of them. The week two was more short-staffed. So I think this might have been the first time that camp has done it, but me and one of my friends each had three kids for the first day. But luckily a couple more volunteers came for day two, so then we ended up with just one kid each.
The extra volunteer get on your back also?
No.
So that's my camper, Lydia, and she was so cute. But that's us in the quiet room. I told her to say cheese. You can't hear the sound, but she was so cute.
This is in the Hawks Landing building, they call it, where all the games and stuff are, playing foosball.
That's my camper dancing when it was raining outside and we couldn't go out and play, so we were hanging out in chapel. And she loves to clap and dance and sing, and she'll do it, and then she's like, okay, ready to be done now. Okay.
That's another one of the siblings. His name is Holston. One of my friends got him and another kid that them two were like best friends. So he's a little more of a troublemaker, but they made it by. There's my friend Josh and his buddy Freddie, Tempe's brother. And I guess those are some of the rabbits. I never got to see them, but I guess they brought in rabbits for one of the days.
That's me and my camper on the last day. She was wearing her big sister's hat and was playing with it. A little grumpy that day, but we got along pretty well. This is one of the afternoons. It went from water relay to water fight. And so it, escalated until we were just spraying each other with water guns.
That was just a few pictures ago. I said Holston and Solomon, they were both together. He was also one of my buddies last year. He's super sweet. And there's them two together.
That's Camille and me with the lifeguard at the water slide. I'm pretty sure I am the first person in camp history to fall off the water slide three consecutive times in one day. So that was fun.
There's me and Freddie, if you remember Freddie and Tempe.
So this was for week two. On like the second or third day, my buddy's family had to leave camp because they were having some challenges with their kid, which was kind of sad. My buddy was pretty sad that he had to leave. But I was able to call him afterwards, and he's doing okay. So they gave me, this is that kid. He's one of the volunteers' kids. There was a volunteer couple that came, and they brought their kid. So I, since I didn't have a buddy, they put me with him just to kind of help them out and give them a better time.
That's me and one of the campers there. He, I hung out with him a little bit during camp too, and he was really sad to leave, so I took a picture with him on the last day. There's me and you. I think that was actually when we were waiting for families to arrive on week two. That's also another view from the bluff. Yeah. Yeah, I think that's it.
So I think that's pretty much all we have. So yeah, if you have any questions or anything, we could answer them. You mean like for the campers or? I mean, yeah. Yeah, the youngest was Lily's, I think it was like 21 months. But there's a group that comes in, I think for week one, that is like older people with disabilities. And I think some of them were in their 60s probably, so it can vary.
Yeah, that's usually worship in the morning. That's like right after breakfast. It's about an hour long, I think. Yeah. No, just everyone. Everybody gathers together. Yeah. We try to like help your buddies like participate in all the activities, but if they don't want to do something, that's fine too. You just do whatever they want. Yeah. Yeah, it's all accessible.
I mean, I guess for last year, I showed you the picture of Graydon. He was the one with the oxygen tanks and everything. That was his family's first time there, and their parents were kind of iffy turning him away to strangers, especially with him needing an oxygen tank at all times. But I think probably the second or third day they were completely fine with it. And yeah. So I think, yes, like sometimes you'll see those parents, but mostly, most of the families here have been coming for years, so they're usually comfortable with it. Yes. For the last few years, it's just been 1 week, but they just recently opened it up to 2 weeks. And even then, it sounds like they fill up pretty fast, so.
There are a lot of other events, though, like in different places and stuff throughout the year. So, yeah.
That are headed up by Johnny's organization.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are some that are like weekend events or some that's just for a night for the parents to just go out to eat and let the kids just hang out for the evening. So there are lots of different events over the year, but this is the longest. and for like the whole family that they do during the year. Oh, yes. So some of you know the Swansons, Lisa and Jason, their family. This year they were able, they're actually going today to a Johnny camp up in Washington. So they're going to be there this week. And Ariana has been to several. She volunteered last year and last month. And now she's going again this week. So they've become very active with it as well, which is really great for their family. As I like to tell people, I've never met someone who does not leave camp saying, I wouldn't do this again. Everybody is like, I am going for 2 weeks next year, and I'm going to see if there are any more events.
Truth that
God has taught us, that teaches us to care for the least of those among us. Let's close the prayer. Let's stand together to do that. Heavenly Father, we thank you for teaching us. We didn't come by this on our own. Even if you had left us on our own, Father, we would be in such dire straits today. But your word and your spirit teaches us the truth about the truth. We thank you that you are in the business of saving the souls of those who in Adam's race are otherwise hopeless. When you save us, you change us. You start to redirect us and give us a whole new value system, a whole new world view. We thank you that in the midst of our own culture, as we see those values going south so quickly, that there are still those that are within your body that are doing these things and evidencing the wonder of the grace . So, Father, we pray that you would be pleased to continue to use our lives for such a time as this, whether it's at a week or two at a Johnny camp or in all the various ways that each of us are living and moving right now. We have those going back to their campuses for school this year, all work situations, neighbors, and the rest. Father, here we are, whether it's in big or small ways as we see it, we've been found faithful. Walking faithfully with you. Now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, the only wise God our Savior, in honor and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. We say it together. Amen. God bless you. Have a good afternoon.